Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Andy Peterson. Today is late, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, it is April the 2nd, 2020. Can you believe that? April 2nd, 2020. As we continue our growth series for this month, April, as we continue on our series of the new economy, as well as the gig economy, we're going to be discussing and talking about that today. But we're here to help and assist small businesses, entrepreneurs, people who are looking for an opportunity to basically change their lives and collapse time frames and basically help their families as they help themselves and also helping others in the process. This is going to be a great opportunity for everyone to pick up a pen and pad to take some copious notes and also to go over some things that we've been talking about as of last week. Of course, as we continue on with what's going on in the country and what's going on around the world, this has become a global pandemic with the COVID-19 virus, and we want to make sure that we want to keep everyone safe, that you're following the rules and guidelines of what the doctors or the officials are saying, our medical officials who are actually helping on the combat on the front lines, and we want to be praying for all of our doctors and nurses across the country and across the world who are also serving to help combat this enemy. And as we continue to see the numbers are growing in the United States, we want to make sure everybody is safe and keeping on tabs on your family, keeping tabs on everybody that your loved ones and your friends, so you can make sure that everybody is okay. Okay, with that being said, well, of course, the future of employment and the future of our economy now is shifting. We are all looking at ways to generate revenue for ourselves, to sustain, to maintain, and also to make sure that we don't be foolish out here and just be buying up everything and not caring about tomorrow. Use wisdom, as I always say, be safe out here, but use wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. Do not just go out here and just think you can just, if the world is ending, that this is the last of the last. No, it isn't. We haven't gotten to that point yet, but, however, this is just a time to take a pause, to kind of look at what's going on, what we need to be doing each and every day, and those who are working, you know, be safe and continue, protecting yourselves, you know, and do what you have to do. And the ones who are not working, who are looking for opportunities, again, ladies and gentlemen, there are more opportunities now than there are jobs. What is the future of employment? Everybody's been asking me this question. You only need to take one look at the latest economy that we got going on, which is called the gig economy. Statistics to see that the times are not only changing, they've already changed. And I'm going to share this with you. And since being in this industry of electronics and consumer electronics and being a part of co-oping, companies are all doing it, been always doing that way for the past 20 years. Information technology, or IT work, has always been the forefront of the change in our economy and the change of things that's going on today. And right now, it's being either you're going to be innovative or you're going to die. One of the two things. Being innovative is what the key cause is and why companies are coming up with ways to do business in a different light to reach more people. We have, of course, social media. We have all these tech companies that's out today. We have a lot of different things that's out here. I used to work for companies myself, come from manufacturing, working from Zenith to Motorola to Hewlett Packard up north in Chicago, and it taught me these things. Manufacturing really taught me the level. It's all about volume. And the more volume that we can generate in our companies and our businesses, the better we are, the stronger we are. Of course, that's noted, right? How do we create volume? How do we get the masses to participate in what we're having to offer? And how can we reach more people faster? It's all about the technology today, how we're interacting today, how we're conversating today, how we're sharing information today. IT, again, going back to IT, information technology. In the last 25 years, ladies and gentlemen, this has really grown exponential. That's why you see a lot of businesses that have folded, a lot of companies that are no longer here, that used to be here, because they stopped being innovative, they stopped being creative, and they did not pay attention to the trends of the times that it's changing. They thought, I can still be the same way I did it. As we all know, that there's not going to be the same consistent thing. As far as your core business, you can probably keep that as long as you're adding growth and as long as you continue to be creative and innovative on that level too. Yeah, you can stay consistent there. But when it comes to being on the cutting edge of technology versus what your competitors are doing, if y'all are doing the same industry, in whatever industry you're in, you want to make sure it's competitive. And not only that, it's innovative and it's steady growing. If it's not growing, ladies and gentlemen, again, to me, growth is the most important commodity on the planet. If it was a commodity, it would be growth. Because without growing, we're just existing. We're not living. And that is the key factor today, growth. Are we growing independently, individually, spiritually, physically, mentally? And are we growing financially? So you have to look at your levels of growth. You cannot grow on one side and think that the other will take care of itself. It doesn't work that way. And not in electronics and not in all of these things that we do today. And because of social media, because we have all of this, and I'm looking at all these companies now, Zoom, which is, of course, a tech company. You got Uber, you got Lyft, the tech companies. You got DoorDash, you got Uber Eats, you got Grubhub, you got all these different tech companies now popping up, showing you a better way to do things. You got apps now. We have innovative information technology, AIs, and we also have data analytics. All of these things that Google have taught us and shared with us down through these years, again, information technology is what is causing the shift to happen. And it's always been that way, and it's just steady getting faster and faster. Well, now, online orders are big today. If you don't have an online business today, ladies and gentlemen, you are really missing the boat. Yes, everybody would love to work from home, but how you can be disciplined working from home is the key. Are you disciplined enough to do so? Without nobody over your shoulder telling you what to do, because we're so programmed that way, to working for yourself is not as easy as what most folks think. You got to change your mindset. You have to change your whole pattern of things and to being an entrepreneur. It's not just being an entrepreneur and saying, oh, yeah, I want to own my business. I want to do my own thing. True. Okay. Are you disciplined enough to do so? Do you have what it takes to sustain yourself? And are you disciplined financially as well as mentally and physically? And socially. I mean, today, you know, we got the younger generations do run in circles over that with the way they communicate and talk and how they share information around the world. And globally speaking, this is a global situation, not just a nationwide or national situation. It's a global situation. And so when you look at business today, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at the technology that has shifted. For us to make sure that we nowadays become more and more aware of what's happening. And the more we look at the different sources out here and work and how we work today, that gives us to let us know, okay, we have to be on the cutting edge. And electronics, especially consumer electronics, is always changing, especially in telecommunication now. We're talking about the 5G network. Well, everything is going 5G, yeah, from 4G to 5G, and the LTE, long-term evolution, that's what LTE stands for. If you think about the LTE network that the telecommunication industry has created, this is what they're saying. It's going to continue to evolve, regardless, with or without you. You want to be a participant somewhere, whether you're on the end of where you're generating revenue from it or you're on the end of the consumer side where you're just benefiting from the service as a customer. Well, we are all customers on many levels. But when can we start changing our mindset from being a customer to being a participant in the particular industry that we want to be in, and also benefiting from it and sharing that with others so that way they can duplicate that too and also be a participant in it? And this is something, ladies and gentlemen, that we really want to pay attention to when it comes to our growth and the different things that's changing each and every day in our economy. Well, in this economy, workers have temporary or part-time positions today, allowing them to frequently change employers or work for several different businesses at the same time. The rise of this economy is closely connected to advances in technology and the trend of working remotely are so-called digital nomads. This provides even more flexibility for both freelancers and clients. Contract work. Let's go to that. But let's go back. Co-oping. Today, businesses are spending money in other arenas with other companies to partner with them so that way they can provide a particular service or product for them without them having to hire and train people to do it themselves within that company. So when you talk about co-oping, we're all sharing the same resources. We're all gaining from this benefit. Case in point, when you go to a gas station today, we're going to see a Burger King, McDonald's. You're going to see a Taco Bell or something in there, right? That's called co-oping, meaning two businesses under one umbrella, sharing the same resources and the same traffic of customers coming into that service station on a regular, consistent basis, right? So not only can you get gas, but you can also get something to eat at the same time if you want to get something. So it gives you an option now. Convenience is key. Information technology gives us that opportunity to be more convenient. It's convenient for me to basically hold a meeting from home with the services or the technology that I'm utilizing, whether it's Zoom, whether it's Microsoft Meets, Team Meets, whether it's any of those platforms. And YouTube, you can do it on YouTube now. And so all of these different technologies that we have, information technology, we can change how we conduct business today, how we interact with each other today, and how we transfer funds and generate money today, if you understand that part. So here we are. So we've compiled some interesting statistics here that I want to share with you guys that I thought would be pretty interesting to look at when it comes to understanding the new economy and also the new gig economy. I love the size of that. Well, you know, gig, yes, is a slang. You know, you got to hustle. If you got to go out and hustle, hustle on something that you're going to make some money in. No, hustle on something that's going to be legit, something that's going to help you, something that's going to continue to keep cash flowing so you can do what you do, right, while we're here. So let's go into the gig economy statistics. About 36% of the U.S. workers are now involved in the gig economy. U.S. freelancers contributed $1.28 trillion to the American economy in 2018. 90% of freelancers think that the industry has an even brighter future ahead of itself. Okay? If the gig economy keeps growing at its current rate, ladies and gentlemen, more than 50% of the U.S. workforce will participate in it by 2027. In 2018, the U.S. independent workers spent $1 billion hours per week freelancing, 42% of young people freelance. So what is the size of the gig economy? What is the size of the new economy that we're talking about here? Well, again, information technology. I want you guys to keep that pin there on this term, information technology. Number one, about 36% of the U.S. workers are now involved in the gig economy. You said that, right? So you're probably asking yourself this. How big is the gig economy in the United States? Well, it's hard to know for sure, especially when people do freelance work in addition to their main job. Well, I do web design and marketing here at Global Touch Enterprise. Thus, my radio show, GTE Professional Network Radio, is to help small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. So the variance in how we define gig work doesn't help here either, because of the fact that when we look at the statistics, which provides by the Bureau of Labor, shows there are 55 million U.S. gig workers in 2017. The most recent and reliable data is from Gallup poll on the gig economy presented in the company's gig economy and alternatives. Let's look at this. Arrangement study. This study reveals that more than a third of all U.S. workers, around 57 million people in total, are now employed as independent workers. Well, this is where the 1099s come in at. Everybody asks that question. If you're a contractor, if you are an independent worker, then you're going to be utilizing a 1099. No more 1040s or 1040EZ when you file. So 40% of the U.S.-based workers generate a large part of their income via the gig economy. And we have a lot of people that I've been introducing this concept with that's already been a part of it and say, oh, yeah, I've been working for this company, XYZ company, for a number of years now. Well, because enough is enough. The traditional companies are not participating in helping you get rich. Nobody is. Of course, we understand that. So you're trading hours for dollars, and those dollars that you're getting is not enough to do as the inflation continues to grow, as things get more costly now. That is not going to be enough. So what do a person do? They go out and find another job. They work full-time, and they have a part-time. And sometimes they have another side gig job that just pays them cash outright. Now, that's just being honest and true. Okay, but while you're doing all these different things, let's look at some other thing ways that you can generate revenue as an entrepreneur and in trading in one of these jobs to do that. Okay, so let's look at it on this scale. The yearly increase in the number of freelance workers keeps getting higher, meaning that people are going to be working more for themselves than they are working for someone else. Okay? So if you look at the Wonolo report, that the gig economy growth rate is speeding up by the year, the total number of freelancers in the United States increased by 4.2% in 2017 compared to 1.3% in 2015. Now, in 2018, U.S. independent workers spent 1 billion hours per week freelancing. That's 1 billion hours, ladies and gentlemen. If you add money to that, those billions of hours, people make some substantial amount of income versus working for someone else on your hourly rate pay, which is what, $10, $11, $12 an hour, $15 an hour, $20 an hour. Okay? And in my industry, as web designers, we can generate $40 or $50 an hour. If we bill them the billable hours, if we want to do that, just doing it as a site. But most times, people are just doing it and charging a flat rate based on the type of site they're putting together and how long it takes them to put it, the number of pages and all these other things come into a factor. So there's a substantial amount of income, I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, versus working a regular job for those minimal hours that we get and then the minimal dollars for those hours that we do. So I want you to see the transition here. According to the Freelance Industry Report provided by Upwork and the Freelancers Union, freelancers spend a total of 1 billion hours per week freelancing. This is a huge jump from 72 million hours per week in 2015, a trend that is sure to continue as more and more people get into the gig economy. The gig economy is expanding 3 times faster than the U.S. workforce as a whole. I'm going to say that again. The gig economy is expanding 3 times faster than the U.S. workforce as a whole. Statistics show that the number of independent workforce is growing 3 times faster than the total U.S. workers, working population, which surely indicates a brighter future for the gig economy. U.S. freelancers contributed $1.28 trillion to the American economy in 2018. These are freelancers, people. $1.28 trillion to the American economy in 2018. U.S. freelancers. Well, freelancers, Ed, writers, freelance, for movies, for TV production. We have a lot of freelance, types of freelance. Right, opportunities. Again, keyword, information technology, there's more opportunities than there are jobs. So let's look at the MBO. State study points out that the full-time independent workers in the United States added $1.28 trillion in the economy last year. That's nearly as much as the total GDP of Spain. And looking at these statistics, it's telling me, okay, so what should I do, Ed? What am I needing to do? And looking at these numbers, you're talking about this, you're sharing this information, what should I be doing? Well, how many jobs do you have currently right now? What are you doing right now currently? With the way these things are going down as we speak. As the president is talking about how many people are going to particularly lose their lives here, this is a life and death situation. Everything in life should be serious for you. It should be getting you to the point of where you want to change what you got going on right now for the better. Not for the worse, but for the better. There is a brighter future coming. And, of course, there is light at the end of this tunnel. So when we talk about freelance writing, freelance workers, we're talking about independent contractors. We're talking about, again, freelancers for writing purposes, so again, for the movie industry, in all different industries. But the key thing is contract workers. Contract workers work at a particular level, not working directly for the company, but actually are contracted through another company to hire and put that in. And you pretend to make more money per hour as a contractor than you would as working direct for the company. Now, why is that? Everybody's asked that question. Well, why is that? Why are they only paying me here if I work directly for the company? But even if I'm being a contractor, I get paid more because they charge more for that service for what the value of that service really costs. You see, instead of you getting charged wholesale and being paid wholesale, the same principle rule apply. If I'm a contractor, I'm going to charge what is actually that job worth, the value of that position or that job, what it holds. But if you work directly for the company, you're going to get cut to the wholesale cost, not the full retail cost of that position. So if you look at it, that's why a lot of people prefer to do a contract job versus working directly for the company today. Again, is that considered, the companies can charge what they want based on that particular position, and they value that position based on what they feel is necessary for them. But when you look at the statistics of the co-oping side of it or the contract side of it, it's as if I'm a business within a business, and I'm getting paid exactly what that would cost, as if I was running it myself. Because, see, the money's not coming from direct from the company that I'm working on that level. It's being paid through the contractor that hired you to do the work. And then they bill that company the retail value of that position versus the wholesale value of that position as if you was working directly for them. So you got to look at that as a level two. And so when you think about it, more than 50% of full-time independent workers feel more financially secure than those in traditional employment. How about that? Again, more than 50% of full-time independent workers feel more financially secure than those in traditional employment. Meaning that if I work directly for this company, hey, the politics happen, man. People are not going to like you. People are not going to always agree with what you're saying and doing. And then you have those sabotagers that's out here. So you got a lot of things to look at, a lot of things to go against the grain and put more stresses on you. And so to be stress-free and to be financially free, you need to come up with something that's going to work for you, that you can generate revenue. But again, as an entrepreneur, it's going to be the best route to take versus working for someone else. As we keep saying, you put that ladder on that wall, you may not get all the way to the top. You may get halfway there. You may get partway there, but you're not going to get all the way up to the top. Not always. But if you put your ladder on the entrepreneur side of the fence, you're the boss. You set the tone. It's based on efforts that you create and then basically staying innovative and creative and making sure you teach and train others. Again, if you want to learn more, John Maxwell's book is always the best. Developing a Leader Within You, which is by John Maxwell, and Developing the Leaders Around You. The more leaders you create, the better your company. The weaker the leaders, the weaker the company. So you want to learn how to be a leader first. You want to be the boss, you have to study to show yourself approved. And once you do that, ladies and gentlemen, you can come out on top every single time. Yes. So the gig economy statistics from 2019, ladies and gentlemen, provided by Emile's State of Independence report, shows that more than half of full-time independent workers feel more financially secure than they would in their traditional jobs, although financial security is one of the most important factors in decisions like these, job security and medical coverage can be the big concern for freelancers. So 51% of freelancers would not go back to traditional work for any amount of money. Now, what does that say? Freedom, peace of mind, no politics, no prejudice, no sabotages. So you want to look at all of these different factors here, ladies and gentlemen, as we're talking about it. And we do have something today here in Houston, Texas, that we just launched, which is called Vibe Rides, which I'm so excited about and super excited about, that we're going to help drivers in this gig economy as part of it, as a technological business that we have called iBoomerang. We are definitely changing lives that way. If you want to learn more about it, I want you to go to this website, www.umustsee.net/ACE4GQ. I'm going to say it again. It's www.umustsee.net/ACE4GQ. Check that out. You'll see what I'm talking about. And we're talking about the goodwill of giving out for others. The goodwill will come back to you. But you have to make sure you're on the level to understand what's happening today in our trend, what's going on right now in the workforce, and how you can participate on the cutting edge, not being behind the eight ball, but being in front, being in the forefront of what's going on. And so the more we stay focused here, ladies and gentlemen, the stronger we get, the better we are. And guess what? We can help a community of people to change as the world changes. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, this is our time. My name again is Ed Peterson. This is our edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm super excited for you all. And again, if you have any questions, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And until then, keep the faith, ladies and gentlemen, and keep building resilience.